is going to be the same. We're looking to see where their physiology is off. And I believe that once we can restore that, then essentially what we're doing is we're bringing the body into homeostasis, into a state of balance, if you will. And once the body is functioning at that state, most of these conditions will ultimately disappear and health would be achieved.
What style of acupuncture do you practice?
I practice a very traditional style. I essentially practice the style that I was taught by my mentor, Dr. Bai, and it's a lot of palpation. It's palpation-based acupuncture. She taught us that the acupuncture points are never fixed in one spot, as we were kind of led to believe. There's this concept in acupuncture where acupuncture points are fixed in one spot and they follow these perfect lines or these trajectories, and that if you're off by even a millimeter, your effectiveness will go down. She taught us that this was in fact not true, that because everybody's unique, because anatomically we're different, that it is really important to touch our patients' bodies in a sense of looking for these points, really trying to feel where there's physical changes. Sometimes we're looking for small changes in the skin, we're looking for small nodules, we're looking for discomfort, for pain, what the Chinese call a shi, which just means that's it, essentially. When you locate an area of pain, a typical Chinese patient will say, I'm telling you, there it is. And so it was heavily influenced by probably a Japanese style, because Dr. Bai was trained a little bit in Japan, which emphasizes body palpation and really, really assessing the human body, looking at potential postural issues and really trying to find the points that way. So, and we were also taught a very gentle needle technique, because we used to treat a lot of children as well. And, you know, when you're treating a child, you don't really get a second chance. It's got to not hurt right away. And so we were taught a very lovely technique where the needle insertion is so fast that the body barely even registers the discomfort there. And so you can put several needles in without even noticing. And so, and then a lot of abdominal acupuncture, which I still use in my practice quite often. And so very heavily influenced by Dr. Bai.
What kind of needles do you use?
I use regular filiform needles, regular stainless steel needles, nothing too fancy. But I also don't buy very cheap needles. I like to spend a little bit more, because I think that the quality is very important. Less possibilities of breaking needles, which I have seen many times, less of a chance of dull needles, and also ensuring that there's no potential allergic reactions, which I haven't seen very often, but there are people who discuss that possibility. So I just err on the side of caution and buy good quality needles, typically from Korea, actually. I do like the Korean style needles.
Which modalities do you regularly employ in your practice?
Primarily in my practice, I would say 70 to 80% of my practice is herbal medicine. That is where my area of focus has always been. I do love acupuncture, don't get me wrong, but herbal medicine really is my primary objective here. And you know, obviously I do a lot of acupuncture as well, and cupping and moxibustion. But I think that a lot of times people ask me why I do mainly herbs, and the reason behind that is because a lot of my patients who are coming in here have a lot of deep-seated chronic conditions. They've been going on for a long time. And in my opinion, and this is really only my opinion, in order to truly affect the person's physiology on a very deep systemic level, we need to employ herbal medicine. And I mean, in my experience, in my very limited experience, really, I have seen herbal medicine truly, truly exert profound, profound, miraculous effects at times.
In your opinion, what are the main factors in our society that cause illness?
Many factors. I think that currently we live in an age of, you know, in environmental issues. I believe there are emotional conditions as well. I think it's a high stress, you know, we live in high stress societies now. People are, you know, struggling to get by, struggling to afford to live, especially in an area like where we live, right? Very, very expensive. And so that's a very big stress for people. You know, I think with the advent of smartphones and stuff, we're seeing a lot more postural issues and stuff. So we're, you know, we're getting a lot of patients with issues resulting from overuse. But we're also, you know, I think diet is a major, major factor. I think that there's been depletion of our soil. There's been a really, really big drastic change to the quality of our food over the last 20 or so years. And I think that when you combine poor diet with a lot of emotional distress, maybe poor sleep, it is a recipe for disease.
What are the main illnesses that you deal with in your practice?
I deal with multiple illnesses. I consider myself a general practitioner here. Lots of internal medicine. I do see a lot of autoimmune conditions here, very common. And digestive issues. I treat a lot of dermatological issues, primarily in small children. There are a lot of children that come to the clinic here. And for them, it's typically we see the triad of atopic conditions, things like eczema, allergies, asthma, and a lot of pain, of course. I think that most people associate Chinese medicine and acupuncture with pain. But, we're really trying to change that. Not stigma, but we're really trying to change that mentality of a lot of people and to show them that Chinese medicine has this ability way, way beyond just treating simple pain.
In your opinion, what are the main differences between Chinese medicine and Western medicine?
I think it's similar to what I alluded to previously. I think that they're both very complementary. I mean, if we look at the systems, how they're run in the mainland in China, everybody essentially is working together. It's not really there. It's not really an ego war. I think that what happens essentially, in my opinion, is Western medicine far excels Chinese medicine at acute emergency conditions. I mean, if a patient breaks their leg, I don't want them here. You know, go to the hospital. You do that. You know, I mean, with the advent of antibiotics and certain emergency procedures, we really, really have this very advanced system. We've got brilliant, brilliant technology to really assess diagnosis when it's used properly, of course. And where I think Chinese medicine very much excels is in the treatment of chronic, deep-seated, long-standing conditions and in patients who really are not being offered a lot of help by their medical doctor, either because they are frustrated because they're just not getting better or because their underlying lifestyle choices and issues are keeping them from actually getting better. So, we like to talk to our patients about every aspect of their life to see if we can figure out the underlying issue here.
How open are Western doctors to working together with TCM practitioners?
I think it depends on the doctor, of course, but I've seen in the last 10 or so years a dramatic change. I think that, 10 or so years ago, getting referrals from Western doctors, they were few and far between. I mean, it takes a while to earn a reputation as well in the community, but I think nowadays it's a completely different ballgame. And I'm not really sure why that is. I mean, maybe there's more discussion of it in Western medical schools, or they're just accessing more of the literature because there are a lot of studies that are coming out over the last few years. But now I've got medical doctors that are patients. I've got very, very good relationship with several medical doctors in the community who refer patients here quite often. So I think it's a really great environment, I think, currently. And that's my experience. I'm sure other people have different experiences, but my experience has been a very positive one and has really, really evolved over the last 10 years.
Do you see Western medicine and Chinese medicine working together in the future in North America? And how would they best work together, in your opinion?
Absolutely. I think that that is the ideal situation. I think that there are places where this is happening already. I know that there have been trial clinics that have opened up in British Columbia years ago. I know that in America, this is also happening. There is definitely integrative clinics that are opening up. I think ultimately the best strategy would be to utilize each other's strengths and improve on each other's weaknesses. I think that having the best of both worlds really is in the best interest of our patients. As practitioners, we need to realize and understand our own limitations within the medicine, know what we're able to treat, what we're not able to treat, and utilize each other's strengths in that regard.
And that was the first half of an interview with Dr. Avon Evan, a clinic owner, acupuncturist, herbalist, and scholar of traditional Chinese medicine. We talked about Avon's background and interest in classical Chinese medicine, his experience studying in Canada and China, and his practice. For anyone who's interested, Dr. Evan's clinic is located in Port Moody. You can find more information by visiting his website at www.rockypointwellness.com. Stay tuned next week for the second half of the interview with Dr. Avon Evan. In the last part of the interview, we talk about Avon's scholarship in classical Chinese medicine, as well as his translation work.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. It keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
Thank you. my name is Lowell, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser Campus Radio.
Would you give me a beat?
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.